Good evening. It is 7:06 and I call the planning and development portion of the Wednesday, May 8th, 2019 meeting to order. We will start with agenda item number 6. I just wanted to make the audience, the public aware that yesterday we had a work session where we went over the agenda items and had our question, a lot of our questions answered already. If the committee, starting with the youth, want to introduce themselves, please. Jamie Stark? Oh, sorry.
John Poole, County Board Supervisor, District 20.
Mike Skolitsky, District 19.
Mark Nordigan, District 21.
April Webb, Planning Office.
Andy Mueller, Planning and Development.
And I'm Erin Decker, Chair of the Committee, County Board Supervisor, and I misspoke. We're starting with agenda item number 5. Andy, if you, the legal, let us know about the legal postings in the paper, please.
Yes, so the agenda was posted in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice. It was posted on April 25th and April 30th.
Thank you. So agenda item number 5. Clemstein III, owner, conditional use permit, Town of Wheatland. If you would like to come forward at the mic, Andy's going to read it, and then you can push the button on the mic. Yep, and move it, however, is it on still? The light should be green. Yep.
Hello.
Yep, and then move it however you're comfortable speaking, but Andy's got to read it first. So.
Okay, so item number 5 is Clemstein III. 700 312th Avenue, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168, owner, requesting a conditional use permit to allow an event barn and a bed and breakfast on tax parcel number 954-219-364-0112, located in the town of Wheatland. So we do have a map for this for location purposes on the northwest corner of Highway K 60th Street and 312th Avenue. It's highlighted in purple. And the event barn area is down in the corner here, and then the residence is a little farther north on the property. So, Clem, if you can state the purpose why you're here.
First, give your name and address.
My name is Clem Stein, 5708 312th Avenue, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168.
Okay. And tell us why you're here, what you want.
Last year we had a temporary permit. Operating business, and there's a laundry list of things that they state and as well as the township and the county wanted us to achieve in order to begin a legitimate facility. We've gone through rigorous work to get that done. Now we're seeking our conditional permit for the operating of a new bar, venue, bed and breakfast.
Okay, thank you. Does the committee have any questions? Andy, do you have anything to add or?
Yeah, I think, as Clem has mentioned, there were a number of items that he's had to address over the last several months, and he did have the temporary use for the last year, and there were items that were known that needed to be worked on. And then when I finish, Clem, maybe you can explain, because today you met with the fire chief and the building inspector. So a few things that I want to just highlight for the committee is that for Clem to be able to have his events for next Saturday the 18th, there are a number of items that need to be addressed that the town of Wheatland stated in their approval, and as well as the fact as the county conditions in regards to making sure that there's the gravel parking is in place by then. And so the county will need to issue a certificate of compliance, and the town will need to issue an occupancy permit prior to that event. And besides that, I want to also bring attention to the fact that with the bed and breakfast is that there is an indoor pool, and that pool does not meet the requirements for the health department for the public to use, so that cannot be used as so stated. And at this point, they have not applied for a license to serve food on the premises other than catering. And again, just wanted to bring attention to you on those items. There are some exceptions with this being that the barn is not older than 1965, which the town approved, and that there are 6 bedrooms that can be rented out, to my understanding, as opposed to what's for four. And if, otherwise, there's other questions, and maybe come, you can just explain some of the things that you worked on.
The town made for us was that it's next to, there's two buildings side by side. One is from the late 60s.
Could you speak up? I'm sorry.
Late 60s. And the it used to be a bar back in the, during that period called the Big Tavern. It was pretty popular. Because of that structure, it's part of this whole complex now. They would have had to waive the fact that the bar wasn't that age. It was a practice to the 65.
And how about like the number of bedrooms? What did the town say about
that? There's actually four bedrooms we're referring to, but there's areas, and I've had the health department come to their review of the facility, and they don't consider the bedrooms because one's kind of like a loft area, and the other one's kind of a multi-purpose room. But it's all uses.
Anyone else have any questions? Yeah, that's the barn right there, right?
The barn is the southern one, and the
up here is the house.
Oh, here.
Yeah, the house is up there. The one that's kind of surrounded is the lodge tavern.
This thing right here?
Correct.
Okay.
Tavern.
House.
Is this the property or this is the building? Is your question about both of them?
Well, he's renting that as a bed and breakfast.
Okay.
For, like, the brides and their parties, and then that's where they rent.
I do have a question.
Go ahead,
so the letter from Town of Wheatland dated February 12th of this year said, you know, we can't do anything unless these other were all these issues that they're concerned about addressed. Have they all been satisfactorily addressed?
Yes.
And the town has signed off on the issues that they were concerned with.
The bulk of them, yes. The only thing remaining is the 2 days worth of work. This is called the mechanical. It was going to do the testing and the sprinkler system install. It's almost there.
So they were addressing the, is it Stein or Stein?
Stein. Yeah.
The Stein Farms Events Barn building revisions and approvals. This wasn't addressing the bed and breakfast. Is that
no.
So is that a separate?
This is all of the referring to there, all the core things that we had to do in order to achieve our main building.
Okay.
Set in a satisfactory condition. Things like the sprinkler system, like
yeah.
The infrastructure of the barn, installing HVAC, plumbing, bathrooms, ADA handicap, accessible, everything has been done.
The information that Andy had brought up, though, about the swimming pool not being to, what is it?
It's not up to code for the public to use.
For public use. How are you going to address that then?
That is an issue. Very rarely do we even entertain people to the clients.
But if people are renting it out, is it locked off or they can't get into it?
It's an entirely separate room. It's got two locked doors and it's got a full cover of the box as well.
So is that still a town thing?
That's listed as item number 3 in their May 1st approval. Regarding written regulation statement provided to all guests stated that pool is not part of the rental package. The automatic pool cover must be closed at all times if possible. The door access to the pool is locked to the guests.
Last page.
Oh, last page.
Yeah. So,
no, on the printed sheet.
On the printed sheet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so what you were referring to was a letter back in February from the town in regards to a number of items that needed to be addressed.
Right.
And some of those items were ones that the town and the county weren't willing to even take the application until they were addressed.
Right.
They did get addressed, and then now there are some additional items that, as were stated, that will need to be completed.
Okay. Right. So if we move on this tonight or approve, will we have to condition it on these conditions all being met, or do
correct.
We have to wait?
Okay. Yeah. Yep. All these these are to be met. And it's stated so for the fact prior to opening.
And the county and the town are both okay with these conditions?
Correct. Correct.
I know the town doesn't really have a say in it, but...
But they supplied us with the conditions they were aware
right.
of the county ones.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Morgan. Any other questions from the committee? Or comments?
Mr. Stein, correct?
Yes,
okay. Any problems with any of these conditions and meeting them other than the ones that I know you're actively working on? Do you
no.
have any concerns meeting them?
No.
Anything you don't agree with?
No, there was one provision in there. There was dancing issues, which Ben corrected her. There's two buildings, the bar, and he had mentioned that in that, the bar instruction. It's right next to the bar section of it, which is the lodge. And he corrected it. Yeah.
Okay.
That was the only question I had.
Thank you.
That was in letter S, 11S, that was corrected. Right. It was stating barn, but to be more specific, it's stating barn and lodge.
Oh, okay. So before it just said
barn.
So, okay, and what you're saying is you can't have music outside or in the house.
Right,
okay.
In the barn and lodge.
Okay. Anything else from the committee? Okay.
This list of variety of requirements, was that between the town and the county?
I didn't hear your question.
I said this list, this myriad of requirements for state, county, and township?
Well, yes.
Okay, so all three
right.
blended together.
Everything that needs to
make up this
covered,
list.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, if there's any mention to any additional permits outside of county, then it would be referenced, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying some of these requirements stated either are state, county, or municipal requirement.
Correct.
For this type of venue.
Correct.
And you guys and your staff have reviewed them.
Satisfied. Yeah, we've reviewed them all, and we believe this covers everything that we're aware of.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Skolitsky. Any other comments or questions?
Sure.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Way down there, Mark.
Yeah. Old airs. Ringing in the airs.
All right. Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for the petition? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? From the town, Andy?
The town met on this item on May 1st. A motion was made to approve, and it passed.
Motion to approve the conditional use permit as submitted and...
With the conditions as
stated. Subject to the
conditions. Subject to the conditions as stated.
Okay, I have a motion by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Poole. Are there any further questions or comments from the committee? Seeing none, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion passes.
And then, Clem, we're going to have you sign the conditions here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very much.
Good luck.
Good luck. Agenda item number 6.
Item number 6 is Thomas H. and Mary Page Thielen, 34202 116th Street, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 531-819582. Owner, Timothy K. Gafferin, 10615 336 Avenue, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181. Agent, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District. The A1 Agricultural Preservation District, R1 Rural Residential District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 604-119-273-0503, located in the town of Randall. So this item is related to number 7, which follows, which is the certified survey map. So number 6 with the rezone, you can see on the map the area in color. The entire property is in purple in the area. And yellow is going from A1 to R1, and then there is some green area, which is the wetland area that will be delineated as such. And in reference to that, we'll take a look at the certified survey map to show you the wetland area as it was flagged and will be mapped to reflect actual field conditions.
The Thank you, Andy. If you want to give your name and address for the record.
Tom Thielen, 34202116 Street, Tomax.
Okay. And tell us why you're here.
I'm looking to sell this parcel out to Tim and so that he can build a residence on it. So that's basically what we're trying to do is fulfill what the county is requiring so that...
Rezone it so
yes.
You can sell it off?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have anything to add, Andy? Or
no. I do not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Supervisor Nordigan, do you have a question or comment?
I've known Mr. Thielen for some time. I thought maybe Paige had enough of him and he was building something for himself, but I guess not. Thielen's done quite a bit for the area. They do things right, and I would personally be in favor of this. So.
I'm sorry, Mr. Thielen, that you know Mr. Nordigan. Our apologies if that made. Is this your boy?
No.
He's not. No, I thought you guys were. But you're related somehow?
No.
You just like this guy.
He's an employee.
Business relations.
You like him.
Supposed to be a good employee.
Yeah, that's good. So just want to build a residence there?
Yes.
Is that the plan? And you're okay with the reconfiguring as shown up on the map then? All good?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Sinski. Any other questions or comments from the committee? Seeing none, is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for the petition? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? Andy from the town?
The town of Randall, the town board met on this on April 25th. A motion was made to approve and it passed.
Motion to approve the rezoning as submitted.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Sklitsky and a second by Supervisor Nordigan. Any other questions or comments from the committee? Seeing none, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say
aye.
Motion passes. Agenda item number 7.
Number 7 is Thomas H. and Mary P.H. Thielen, 342002, 116th Street, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 5181-9582, owner. Timothy K. Gaffron, 10615 336 Avenue, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181, agent, requesting a certified survey map dated April 9, 2019 by William J. Vanderstappen to create 15.337-acre parcel on tax parcel number 604-119-273-0503, located in the town of Randall. And again, we can show that for you again on the property. There's the 5 acres. Then indicating the wetlands that were staked.
Was there a reason why there aren't borings or any of that stuff on there? Or does that not matter?
That was all part of the conditions.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And with what was, they had to submit that as part of their submittal.
Okay. Do you have anything to add for the certified survey map?
Just the survey.
Okay.
So, county staff would recommend approval subject to the conditions so that the certified survey map will be compliant with everything. And then at that point, it would then get signed by the chairperson.
Okay. Does the committee have any questions?
No.
Comments?
Andy, just to be clear.
You just said no.
I did not say no. I said to be clear. What conditions are correlating to the layout here? I'm just asking.
The conditions of the certified survey map here, what we handed out. So basically, it's conditional approval subject to all these items being taken into account.
Okay.
And once they're corrected, then they'll be able to have it signed so it can be recorded.
Not a big deal getting these done?
No. I actually have the purpose of everything I do.
You sure you want a mosquito breeding ground in your backyard? I know they're making you do it, so. Unfortunate.
It's already there.
I know, but he's not living there right now. He's going to be, though. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Sklitsky. Any further questions or comments? Okay. Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for the petition? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? From the town?
Town of Randall, the town board met on this item on April 25th. The motion was made to.
Motion to approve the survey map as submitted. with the...
Subject to the condition.
Subject to the condition stated, which apparently you've already been met.
It's easy for you to say. Second.
Okay, a motion by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Norrigan. Any further questions or discussion? Seeing none, youth and governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Agenda item number 8, approval of minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes by Supervisor Nordigan and second by Supervisor Skolitsky. Any questions? Discussion? Youth, how do you vote?
Yes.
Sure.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Really?
Yes.
You're a little slow. All those opposed say no.
Oh, I should say no.
Minutes are approved. Agenda item number 9, citizen comments. There are no citizens left. Skolitsky cleared out the room.
Supervisor comment?
Nope, that's not
on. Then, as a citizen, I just want to thank our youth and governance for the participation and worthwhile experience that we also learned from you guys on the committee. We were enjoyed having this committee. I'm glad that you also hopefully got something out of this also. And do share with your classmates, because I'm trying to get the word out you know, it's always good to have somebody that's had a positive experience share with others, because I think it's pretty you didn't know what you're getting yourself into until you got into it, and now that you have, you can express and explain it a little bit more clearly. But thank you, ladies. We did really enjoy it. At least I did. Thank you, Madam Chairwoman.
Thank you, Supervisor Skolitsky. Number 10, any other business allowed by law? Andy, do you
have at this point, we have no applications for items for June, although the deadline is tomorrow, and we are not aware of anyone.
Well, Mr. Director, Friday. I would advise you to get up there, shake them bushes, and get some applications in here. How are we going to meet otherwise?
So at this point, we would not be thinking of having a meeting, dependent upon if UW Extension wants to hold something. Sometimes they don't when we don't.
Okay.
So we'll keep you informed.
Thank you for that. Thank you very much, you and governance, for sure.
They do have names.
I know.
I'm sorry to call your name.
Do you have anything you'd like to say?
You don't have a prepared statement? Like, pull one out?
Where are you next time?
I just got a few words.
What committee are you on next time?
Legislative.
Oh, God, that's again.
What's that? It is not.
Gabe.
You need to sit close to Gabe. He doesn't talk very loud.
Yeah.
Supervisor Nudo.
And he has his thick Italian accent, so the, you know.
Is he the chair?
Yes. Okay. And he interviewed you. He was the one with the thick Italian accent, so.
But don't worry, your hearing is much better than Nordigan, so you can
Well, hey, look, he's been bringing in all the elected officials in the area, so.
He's actually been doing a good job on that.
Yeah, he'll.
Are we talking about Gabe?
About 10 right. minutes, Andy, it will be interesting.
Andy wants us to move to 11 and motion to adjourn. Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have motion by Supervisor Nordigan. Supervisor Nordigan, Youth and Governance. How do you vote?
No.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay.
Overruled.